Pleasure to welcome to the show. Normally, he's with us every Monday talking sports business from Paramount Financial Services. Mr. Lorne Rubin, how are you?
I'm good. Tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, Lorne is the man who organized the 60th birthday for me on Friday, so this is the self-indulgent part of the show as opposed to the first 3 hours and 40 minutes or whatever it was. No, I really wanted to thank you properly. There's some postings on Facebook. There will be a posting on my own website when we get some video and some, I know it was professionally photographed by Eva Blue, so talented. But in the meantime, I really wanted to thank you because, and everybody who assisted you in putting this together because it was extremely special.
Well, thank you. But I would not have done it at all had it not been for who you are. And I think that that night proved to you, Mitch, who you are and what you've done for people in the past 30 years. And I could tell you from 40. My own personal experience, for someone who started working with you 18 years ago on the radio, and I've told you this in private, but I can tell it in public now, where I started just starting off really just maybe 5 years in my business, and really my business probably would not have been what it is today without you. And I think that, to be honest, you know, I thought of my dad. My dad had passed away 4 years ago last week, and I remember all the special moments I had with my dad. So many of them were because of you. And, you know, getting to know you, Mitch, over the years, traveling together with you, I think that people who don't know Mitch just know the public, Mitch, should know that Mitch has done everything for everybody. And I think Friday night showed that for so many people that started in this radio business or just personal feelings towards you. You've always done for everyone else. And every time there's a show, a Billy Bob production show, it's Mitch doing for someone else. Every time it's someone coming onto the radio, oh, I had my first shot with Mitch. And I thought, you know what? It's time that something was done for you. So I said, we had supper about 5-6 months ago, and you talked about the marinara roast. And I said, you know what, Mitch, I'm going to do something. And your exact words were great, I want to do nothing about it. Do whatever you want, I'm not going to help, I'm not going to put my hand in, and that was the point. And that was the Mitch that a lot of other people know, is just a big ass. But I said, okay, all right, I'm going to do it. And I said, all right, now, what the hell am I going to do? Because I really, in all honesty, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing to put on a show. But I had the idea, and the first idea was I wanted to have a concept. And you put me on to Dylan, and I said, I know exactly what I want to do. I'm going to make this Highway 60. I'm going to take the album cover with the help of my 16-year-old son. I said, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take the Highway 61 cover, change it to Highway 60, put your face on there, and the whole concept of the night is Highway 60. And I said, all right, now what do I do? So I picked up the phone. I called Shane Murphy, who this could not have been done without. I mean, he led me from start to finish and kept me calm. And then I called Leonard Yell, Mojo Len, who essentially ran around the city. The video I'll have later on tonight, Mitch, and I'll send that to you, which was a video we did for Mitch in the subterranean homesick blue era of the video. We had people from all across Canada hold that photo up and redo the video with everyone wishing you a happy birthday. And Len literally ran around the city for whatever we needed. And then Len, partner in crime Ken Doran, came on board. I've known Ken for a long, long time. And Ken certainly came through. He absolutely came through. I've worked with Ken so many times, but my DNA and his DNA are two different DNAs. Mine's a neurotic, neurosis Jewish guy, and Ken's the Irish happy-go-lucky guy. He's like, don't worry about it. It was taken care of, and I just needed things in writing. But Ken certainly came through. And then, really, I mean, Mitch, I love you, and there was a certain amount that I wanted to put towards this, but I'm no Mitch Garber. So I picked up the phone, and before I can do any of this, I called Garber, and I said, Mitch, this is what I want to do. I know you're super busy, but what you know, what do you want to do? And we, honest to God, we are very lucky to have him in this city.
No, yeah, no kidding.
And you're lucky to have him as a friend, but we certainly, you know, I can't say enough about him only because there's a lot of people that have been successful as him who left the city, became successful outside the city and stayed. And he came back. And his heart's here, his money's here. And he literally said to me, whatever it is, just do it and just essentially, you know, kind of send me the bill. Do what you have to do. And then I was off to the races. And it could not have been done, obviously, with a lot of sponsors. There was, you know, you mentioned Eva Blue. She said, listen, you know, what do you need to do this? And she's like, listen, just this is a birthday present. Do it. And James Correa, who did the video. About 3 weeks before the event, I said, we need a stage manager. I picked up the phone, called Steve Trainer. And Trainer's, you know, Trainer, Steve Trainer, people know him, does Strangers in the Night. He does, you know, he's well known from Bourbon Street West, and he just said, okay, whatever you need, just give me a timesheet. So I learned how to do a timesheet, and within minutes, like 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And then I called your brother Lee Melnick, and Lee said, okay, I said, Lee, I need you to get in touch with the family. And I called your two daughters, I spoke to them, and they took care of your mom, and your daughters were super excited about it, and Lee, I needed a bunch of pictures for videos, and Lee ran around and got pictures, and after that, it was get the talent, right? So, obviously, like you said, you thought Shane would play a couple of tunes.
Yeah, honestly, Lorne,
yeah.
What I thought was happening, you know, what I expected was to show up and at the Fairmont and have Shane and he'd bring in some guests, a couple of guests, and there'd be a couple of music sets and a lot of friends and a lot of booze, just a good time, a birthday party, like our Christmas party that we threw there. I had no clue this was this major production that you were working on. I really had I couldn't have even thought of what actually transpired on Friday night. It was beyond my thought process, imagination.
I was hoping for that, and I really, I mean, for selfish reasons, Mitch, I did not want this to be I worked on this for months. I'm being honest. I worked on it for months, and Shane and I would meet every week, and I wanted to make this because you're Billy Bob Productions. If people are listening, have never been to a Billy Bob production a concert, make your way out there. And I wanted to do it in that sort of Southern Review, smallish, you know, obviously not as big as that, but I want this to be about you. And what do you love? You love music, you love comedy, you love family, you love people being together and having just a great time and laughing and enjoying good music. And I said, I need to do this. And I went out, and Shane obviously said yes. Then Anakin was bang on. I heard Howard Billerman and Hotel to Tango at Southern Review, so we reached out to Howard. And then Tommy Youngstein, we reached out to Tommy and get him in from Toronto, and he jumped on board. And something you didn't know, Mitch and I had met a bunch of times in the last couple of months for other purposes, just hanging out or for some business. And, you know, you were just cracking jokes and say, oh, you know, it would be great if you brought in this or if you brought in that. And you were like, bring in the damn truth. And I was like, ooh, I didn't know. I'm like, I said, I don't know who they are. What are you talking about? And I obviously knew who the Damn Truth was. The Damn Truth was supposed to perform that night. And a couple of weeks before, the Damn Truth got the Friday night.
Yeah, at the Folk Fest. Matt Large screwed it up for me. Yeah,
yeah, well, he did. But yeah. But they were going to perform as well. And they love you. And they were going to perform. But we really, and it was funny because you and I had some business to take care of last Tuesday night. And I remember coming home, and my wife's like, what were you doing with Mitch? I said, we had some business. And she's like, does he realize that you're running around doing, like, you're stressing out? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to make it out like this isn't. And you kept saying to me, what are you stressed about? Just come on Friday. How hard can this be?
Okay, let me ask you this, because I don't want to run out of time.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Why were you driving Knuckles nuts?
Oh, Mike. First of all, I don't know what's with Knuckles that he needed to roast me instead of you. But
that's like asking, why did Jeff Ross go after Rod Francis when he was in the studio with us?
Yeah. Yeah, it was given and I loved it too. But listen, I told Dylan too, by the way, I said, you know, when I had like, and I was younger and I had like these two little fighting fish, I called them Knuckles. Now you're up on stage. It was great. But, I wanted him to do a roast, but he was busy and I couldn't get in touch with him. And I spoke to Noel Butler and I said, Noel, can you do me a favor and can you speak to Knuckles? And so Knuckles like, enough already, I'll do whatever you need. But then his knee surgery, so I was literally just calling him to see if he was okay. And he's like, you're busting my balls about this roast, aren't you? I'm like, no, I want to make sure you're okay, and I'm just telling you you can do a video. But then he called and needed a lift on Friday because the medication was coming. He didn't like the lift that I got him.
It was and a great, it was a great a night. So yeah, so there are people, I know there are people who would like to see some of this or hear some of this.
Yes. So the video done by James Correa and the pictures done by Eva Blue. And let me just add, the other videos were done by Kesh Dare. Yep. And Kesh, who does the Mitch Melnick website, was absolutely incredible. He took all the pictures. I did it with my son, and then he just kind of cleaned it up and made it great. And now there's two things. When somebody does it as a birthday present, and they have another job. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the other people.
No. I just would like to know, because I know we got a lot of reaction once we posted on Facebook. Where can we see some of this? And some of the people who couldn't make it, et cetera.
Yeah, so within the next 10 days, we'll have pictures and video that we can put up, and people will be able to see the event. We videoed the whole event, and we took pictures of the whole event. So,
all right. And where was Tony Marinaro?
Tony's son, I believe, might have hurt himself at soccer. He's fine, but he may have hurt himself at soccer that night. And he sent me a message that, unfortunately, he couldn't get there.
All
but
right. Okay.
I believe he was reaching out to you.
Yeah, okay.
I believe.
I just want him to sweat, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
He needs to.
So much more.
But anyway, Lauren, honestly, that was a beautiful night. These guys, it was just great to move around the room, have my family with me, and see all the smiling faces. And I know there are a few people who are probably wondering, hey, how come I didn't get an invite? Please keep in mind, it's hard. It's just hard to reach out to everybody. Somebody is going to forget somebody, and it wasn't, there was...
I take the blame, and I told you that. I said, look, I don't want you to do any, like, had I told Mitch, listen, who's to be invited, give me the list, I didn't do that. I wanted to do as much as I could on my own, and I tried to think of everyone possible that would be invited. So if you weren't invited and you should have been, I apologize. You'll have to be there for the 65th. I hope you run it, because I'm not doing it.
I'll do the 65th. Yeah, either that or Joey's 30th. We can do like a mini, smaller version as when Joey Alfieri turns 30.
CFL theme, if possible.
In December.
Yeah, let me see what I can do, buddy. No problem.
And by the way, I have to get back to people who, there were some beautiful gifts, and most of them are in Lauren's trunk. So
no,
I haven't seen them all. So once I do, I will get back to you. And just from a lot of the listeners and people on social media, just their thoughts, I greatly appreciate it. It was a hell of a job, Lauren. You outdid yourself. I don't know what you can. Thank you. I love you for it.
I love you too.
A beautiful night.
I'm just glad you had a great time, and you'll never be forgotten.
Thank you.